You're good to go.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening and watching from. And of course, this is season 3, so I invite you to check out the previous 2 seasons. There might be some topics there or some subjects that may resonate with you more with your realities today. So go have a look at that. They are pretty much timeless. And today I'm going to bring up a subject, and I have an amazing guest. I actually like this topic because I think we don't talk about enough, and we should. And it falls into, this is another term I don't like to use, but self-care. And I think it's overused, but in this case, it's very well used. I'm going to talk about getting help around the house and getting outsourcing some of the many, many things we need to do in the house and how it is considered self-care. And we'll elaborate on that. So, of course, I have the wonderful Stephanie Applejohn from Merry Maids with me. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and this is why I loved having you on, and I had you in my book as well to talk about this, especially for moms. It goes for everybody, but and you
Yes.
don't have to be a mom either, but that help does come along when you have somebody do the cleaning for you. I think it's absolutely wonderful. I think it's something we all dream of, but we just don't do it. And
Yes.
there's actually some businesses we talked about this off camera but before, but there's some businesses where you reach a certain level, you do get the assistant, the cook, so that
Yeah,
you can actually
yes.
focus on the work that you should be doing or spend more time with your life. So this is what we're going to talk about. And before we get started, can you kind of tell us about yourself and how you got to where you are today?
I was born here in Ottawa, Canada. My parents, my mom and dad are from Brazil. I am married to my husband Jason, who owns half of Merry Maids as well. And we have a son, a teenager now in the house, Liam. So it's been a lot of
Yeah, busy.
fun. Busy, yes, busy. And then we have, of course, our dog, Roxy. I have to mention her because she is part of
Course.
our family. She's going to be turning 8. So my journey has been, been in Ottawa, went to school. And then took recreation and leisure because my parents are like, right out of high school, you need to go take something. So I'm like, okay, I'll take rec and leisure because it's an easy course. Joke's on me, it was not easy. And then I didn't know what I wanted to do. I volunteered at a retirement home, then went back to school because that's what we do, took early childhood education. And then my mother-in-law and father-in-law owned Merry Maids since 1991. And they're like, we need a manager. Do you want to do it? I'm like, yeah, that sounds really easy. Again, not easy. It was hard. So hard that we loved it and we bought it in 2015 from them. Yeah. So yeah, it's been every day has been different. It's never the same thing, which is kind of nice because you don't want, repetition. But it's been a good journey.
That's amazing. I didn't know about that you took over the in-laws, but and you're right, it's every time you think it's going to be an easy thing, it never is. And no. And that would be a big, because we got to meet during the pandemic. Obviously, there was a lot going on, especially for you and your business. And we'll get into that, like all these different services, a little bit later on. But I wanted to start off with the one question that a lot of parents have, especially there's how can I say, there's not necessarily pushback, but when considering getting somebody to come in and clean your house, some of the parents that come up, issues that come up is, how do I get my children to pick up after themselves? When in their mind they have like, well, somebody's gonna do it. Somebody's coming to do this for me, so why would I pick up on myself? So what, for, can you share any advice to help the parents to really keep your children responsible for their own stuff, and navigate that a little bit?
So I really highly suggest you start them off early. Getting them to tidy up their toys, in their, playroom or in their bedroom, make their beds, teach them how to do it, change bed sheets, you gotta start them early because they need to get into a routine, right? Kids are very good, like they If they have a routine, most children just follow the routine. So it's just starting them early by, doing like little things, putting their plates away, helping with garbage, and then when they get into the teenager stage, they want an allowance. So that's a thing, right? So that's what we're doing now is an allowance. And you have to remind them that like chores are to help everyone. It's not just, like cleaning their room, you're not like for us, they're not going to get money for, right? It that's your room. You're responsible for that room, but helping with garbage or like feeding the dog or fresh water for the dog that needs it daily is stuff like that. So just yeah, getting them into routine and sticking to it as a parent. I think that's the hardest part as a parent is we're also busy and it's like, well, mom, I don't want to do this. And you're like, oh, okay. And no, you gotta just continue. Like, you gotta say, no, you gotta do it.
Yeah, especially like in my case, it was either it'll just be faster if I do it. It's just like, it's
Right?
just, or it's to let go of that, because there's some pretty important life skills to be learned there as well, where they need to know how to clean up after themselves. And this is where another question I wanted to ask you is telling them the difference between cleaning up after yourself and cleaning, like actually cleaning, where you can make that differentiation. Are you able to kind of help us on how can we explain this to a child?
So, for like, when they're little, right? They'll vacuum for you, right? Because they're like, oh, I can use the vacuum or I can, use a Swiffer. So you think it's the most cutest thing ever when they're little, but they're really not doing as good as a job as you. You know what I mean? So just telling them setting up the table, stuff like that. So just like, it's just explaining to them that tidying up is something that we all need to do. We can't leave our glass on top of the counter, right? We need to pick it up and put it in the dishwasher, not in front of the dishwasher, in the dishwasher. You can tell I've experienced this.
Yeah, oh yes. We're all reacting to this right now. Physically, we're like,
Or like, when they get home from school, they put their backpack, they just leave it in the front and you're just like, okay, you need to put your backpack over here. You know what I mean? But cleaning, when I was younger, my parents were like, no, like summer holidays, we have chores and you're cleaning. So I was like dusting, vacuuming, doing all that stuff, right? So that was part of helping because both my parents had to work, you know what I mean? And we didn't have the luxury back then of a house cleaner, right? Compared to now that we do. So it's just educating them and just telling them like, cleaning is, washrooms and kitchen and vacuuming and mopping versus tidying up is like things that you need to do, And it gets kind of cute because sometimes like they catch on to it and then they see like, you didn't do it or your spouse didn't do it. And you're like, well, mom, how come you didn't, pick up, your glass? You're like, oh, you're right. You're like, oh no. They call
They call you out on it.
you
Now you're listening
out.
to
You're
me.
like, oh, the one time.
The one time. I know, right?
But then they're learning, right? So so it's a good thing. It's a good feeling.
That's so awesome. And this is where I'm going to jump right into the benefits of having somebody to come and clean. Because this is something I know in my generation, you didn't let people come into your house and clean. Like it was,
No.
you have to do it. And I even heard stuff like you can't trust them, or you know what they call sorts of
No,
stuff,
yeah.
which is not the case. And like I said, there's some places where it's like, okay, when you reach a certain level, you're getting somebody in to do this for you, because if you're building a business, you should be focusing on your business. If you're or even a new parent, you want to be focusing on your child. So these are great people have been gifting somebody to come over. Or even now some companies, it's part of the insurance where if you're sick or something, you can actually get some outside help. Can you talk? And now I don't know the specific number, because I know it's changed since we've talked. There's like an average number of hours we spend a week to clean the house. So what transformations, and you could share that number with us, so to give us an idea of just how much more, what transformation do you see in your clients and the people that you come in, and see what they do with their time that they've saved just by having somebody come over.
Yeah. So I want to touch upon actually something really, really good thing that you said. You know, back then people didn't want people in their house. Back then, when I first started, we had cars labeled with Merry Maids and we had a uniform. We had clients that we weren't allowed to park in their laneway. We had to park on the street because they did not want their neighbors to know they had a cleaner. So
Wow.
to now, well, everyone wants a cleaner, right? Like, oh yeah, come in, you know, no problem. So yeah, so it's changed, you know, the last few years. But yeah, it's about on average 6 hours a week that we spend cleaning, and we don't realize it because, you know, like you come home, you know, you're cleaning, you're, you know, doing all, you know, but like, you know, the toilets need to be cleaned, you know, like the kitchen, the vacuuming, the mopping, you know, and we don't even get to touch the baseboards half the time. You know what I mean? Like wipe them down or windowsills. That's the last thing. We just need to make sure everything kind of looks somewhat, you know, spotless. So yeah, it's about 6 hours a week we spend on actual like physically cleaning.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's the 6 hours where we keep saying, I don't have time for this, I don't have time for that, I don't have time for this. There's your 6 hours. So,
Yeah.
how do you value that time?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Can you kind of share with us some of comments or feedback that you've gotten from your clients that say, this is what I do with my time now that you guys are
Yeah.
finding?
So feedback from clients are, you know, like I need this for my mental health, right? Like especially you know, a mom, you know, when they're little, it's a lot. You know, as a parent, it's a lot. You don't know what day of the week it is, you know, you're taking care of them and stuff like that. So it's a, you know, for them, it's just peace of mind. Even if we come every 4 weeks, it's still like that every 4 weeks is still something for them, you know? Some people want to get back into like, you know, fitness. So they want to, you know, instead of cleaning, which is technically physical, but not as, you know, doing weights and stuff like that. But yeah, people want to get back into the gym. You know, people want to travel more. Then you have the people that are retired. They're like, I don't want to clean, you know, I just want to go outside and, you know, work on my garden, you know, or be with friends. So it's a lot of different stuff, different people that want different, you know, different lifestyle changes, right? Depending on where you are, you know, in life.
You bring up a good point because we've just recently gone through that with my mom, who is aging, and she also has a heart condition, so she can't be doing the strenuous. And for the longest time, she wasn't even allowed to vacuum or sweep because of the work after her surgery. So it was hard to get her to understand that it was a good thing to bring somebody in because she's from that generation, be like, I'm not incompetent, I can still do things. And it's like, yes, but for your mental health, like you mentioned, and this is a part of the service from the benefits that she has, is somebody comes in for 2 weeks and twice a year they do the deep cleaning. But she actually mentioned it this week because I visited her over the weekend, and she's like, it's so much nicer. I realize I can't scrub as much as I used to, and it used to bother me. Now I'm just, I can enjoy myself. I'm not
Yeah,
looking at
just
the
let it go.
baseboards. Yeah, exactly. Or the stove that I can't scrub the way that I used to, stuff like that. So it's very helpful.
And the nice thing too with aging parents, right? Like sometimes, you know, they can't bend over, but they can do dusting or they can do some, you know, some vacuuming and stuff. We can go do the bathrooms, you know what I mean? Just go in and do bathrooms and kitchens for them and they can take care of the rest. Or, you know, or some people just want the floors to be, you know, vacuumed and washed, and that's what we can do. So there's flexibility, right? And I think that's the most important thing because especially with aging parents, they still want to, if they're proud of their house. They're proud of their home, right? And they still want to have that, you know, I'm still doing stuff, you know? And it's good for them, right? They get their steps in.
That's it. Well, that's the thing that keeps them moving, and yeah. But she notices now. She was, I can get them to wash the windows, which is something it would bother her to say, I didn't get to wash my windows. I said, it's okay. Now you have somebody who can do it for you. And she's just like, I like this. It's just great to see her. So that's why it does have benefits, and it doesn't have to be every week, like you say. It's flexible. So
Absolutely.
if you're going through a period where you do need that extra help, it's nice to know it is available, it's there.
Yeah, we have the on-call clients. We literally call them on-call clients. So they just call us, you know, a few times a year, and I just need you to come. Just to like do a big deep clean, detailed clean. So we'll go and do it. It's just everyone's schedule is different. Life is different now, right? Yeah.
Is it ever? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll work around also the fact that so there's people that work at home, right?
Yes.
So you work around that as well. So you're not disturbing them while they're working. So there's so many different things that have changed over the last 5 years,
Yes.
that it's
Yeah.
worth looking into and seeing,
Yeah.
if that does work for you. We've talked off camera before. One of the last times we talked, you were talking about the younger parents who are sleep deprived and
Oh, yeah.
really can't believe that they're at the point where they don't think they'll ever have time for themselves again. Do you have
Yeah.
any words of encouragement
Oh.
for the young parents who are going through it right now?
So speaking, you and I, as moms, we've been through it, didn't know what day of the week it was, didn't shower that day, probably smelled like vomit all over, had to make dinner, had to, chain, shopping and all this kind of stuff. It gets better. Every stage of the child's life, they, you know what I mean? It gets better and you'll get through it. I promise. I personally think that, a lot of moms, like a lot of I'm like I thought about this, and a lot of people that we do clean on call, or we have gift cards, it's usually like, the parents pay for their daughter or son to have a cleaner to come for a few weeks because they know how busy it is, right? Like with a baby, with a child, so you're gonna get there, you're gonna get through it, I promise, and then you're gonna have time to yourself, and then you're gonna wonder, what did I do? Like what did I do when I had time for myself, right? You're sitting there and you're like, what am I doing? Right? So
That
it
is
does get
so funny.
better. It gets better, I promise. But yeah, like I personally think that, if you can, for Christmas or, holidays or anniversary, Valentine's Day, do something for yourself, whether it's cleaning or something else, hire a cleaner or, go for a facial or something. Do it. Do it. Yeah.
That's what I was actually going to mention, that for people who are looking to give gifts as gifts, we're thinking the
Yes.
pedicure, the manicure,
Yeah.
the night out,
Yeah.
the date night. But honestly, to have somebody come in and
Yeah.
just do that deep cleaning that you, well, more
Yeah.
cleaning than you would like, that you can't, you just don't have the energy for it, is
Yeah.
also such a great thing to gift.
And I think too, as like as moms, and I don't know if you felt this way, but I felt guilty going out,
Yeah.
and then I realized, I'm like, why? He was little. He's not going to remember that I wasn't there for a dinner. You know what I mean? And he was with my parents, or I know, like, don't feel guilty. You need to do this. It's for your mental health. It even like 2 hours is just like,
I know. I know. And for me, it was even just the idea of going out. Like, I'm exhausted. I don't
Yes.
want to have to, I don't have the energy to jump in the shower, do my hair,
Get
what I
dressed.
say, put on my face, put
Yes.
the makeup on, and then go and
Yes.
socialize for 2 hours when I'm thinking about my baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just that, yeah, you're absolutely, we're in a whole other world at that moment, and it's normal. So
Yeah.
do,
And
to get the help.
it's come such a long way, right? Now we have like grocery delivery service and stuff like that. So you know what I mean? Like every little thing helps, right?
It
Helps
does.
you.
It
Yeah.
does. And that
Yeah.
should really be part of the route, the shuffle. Yes, you do
Yeah.
get food delivered to your house. Get,
Yes.
somebody to come and clean once in a while. I think
Yeah.
it's
I
wonderful.
think the hospital should give you like this one sheet and just say, okay, you need Merry Maids, you need your order delivery, and you need to go to the spa.
That's it. I think those are the
Right?
requirements. Yeah, it's
Yes,
like a
yes.
prescription.
Yes. And here's your prescription, and just don't worry, we got you.
We got you. I love
Yeah.
that. We
Yes.
should, yeah, we should definitely petition for that. That's such a
Yeah.
prescription right there.
Yeah.
Another
Yes.
question I wanted to ask you, because this is closer to home for us, and you've mentioned that too, but
Yeah.
you go through those stages as a young parent, and every stage is different. You go through
Yeah.
all your challenges, but once you get to the point, you have a teenage son, mine are young adults. where things kind of taper down now. You do
Yeah.
find that you have more time for yourself. Sometimes you just kind of lose yourself in more chores in the
Yeah.
house because you're trying to fill that void. But
Yeah.
can you share what you've done or what you see other
Yeah.
people doing when they reach that time where it's like, okay, now what? Like I've
Yeah.
been spending decades, like over a decade, spinning around in this tornado in the house, and now what? What do you recommend for that?
Yeah, so what I've seen and what I've done. So what I've done is I've started going to the gym this year, which has been amazing. So spending more time on myself, walking every morning. So I walk every morning. Sometimes I walk two at night, depending on my day. And we have a really nice pond near our house, so I walk by the pond, so it's really soothing. Also, getting together with friends again, right? Getting together with friends and neighbors and things like that. And we've been really lucky that we have friends that have cottages. So we've been invited to a lot of cottages for the summer, which has been awesome.
That's nice.
Travel, like just even if it's like we went to Kingston for the weekend, we jumped in the car and we all went to Kingston. And now that, he's a teenager, it's kind of like, he's like, I'm gonna stay here. And I'm like, okay. So it's fine, but yeah, just my husband and I have we do a lot of concerts. We love concerts, so we're big concert buffs, so we're doing a lot of that. So it's just kind of like it's a really good stage in our lives, I find. And it's just now just doing the things that I want to do, right? And I don't have to do things, some things, and now I can choose what I want to do, which is kind of
I love that.
nice. Yeah.
I love that. It's
Yeah.
just that feeling of your home. You just, you finished your day, but the house is
Yeah.
clean. The
Yeah.
food, the food is taken care of. I feel like you say you got your
Yeah.
order in,
Yeah.
and now it's just okay. All this time I've been saying, if I had more time, I can do this. But now
Yes.
you actually get to do it. I think that
Yes.
in itself is just so
Yeah.
soothing.
And it's just a reminder, like, like as a parent, but as a female, right? Most females run the house. Most females, we do a lot of things, and we take on a lot of things, right? Because that's we're like, okay, let's, it's just a reminder that it's okay if the laundry doesn't get done. That's okay. It's gonna be there tomorrow, trust me, because no one else is gonna put away that laundry for you, right? But it's okay. You know what? You have dirty dishes in the sink. Okay, it's gonna be there. You can hope that someone's gonna wash it for you, but you know what I mean? It's okay. Go. You know what? That's okay. Go for your walk. Go take half an hour for yourself. Go put your, like, I put ear pods on. I listen to like some really like 90s dance mix.
Just to get
And
you really
yeah,
going.
just to, and I probably, when I'm walking, I'm probably like my hair, I have it up. Anyways. But yeah, like it's okay. You know what I mean? Like it's okay to not check your phone for half an hour, even though like you're hyperventilating for the first month, you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna miss a call. That's okay. You miss the call, they'll call you back.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's really good advice. And it's a great place to be for those who are listening who are not there yet.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
You're
You're
gonna
gonna get
get
there.
there. You're
You're
gonna, I
gonna get there.
promise you're gonna get there.
Yeah, I love it. Can you talk to us a little bit about Merrymaids and what the service is? Because a
Sure.
lot of people don't even know what services are available
Yeah, I know.
for
I'd love
them. So
to. So,
if you could talk about it.
yeah, no problem. So we are in North America. There's 430 locations of us in North America. We're also international. We're in obviously US, Canada, the UK, Japan, Korea, and Hong Kong. So we're a little bit, all over the
I love
map.
it.
We do clean, but we give you time back in your life, right? To spend how you want to. Our tagline is relax, it's done. And that's how we want our clients to feel. Like after we're there, you can relax because it's done. Go and go fishing, go take that flight, you know what I mean? Just go do it. Our scheduling's easy. We can do weekly, bi-weekly, every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks, once a month, on call. We do move in, move out cleans, when you're, because that's stressful. Moving and move, like you've probably moved in your life. Moving is
Yeah. Oh
stressful,
my God. Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then some people don't even think of it until the last minute. They're like, oh my God, I should hire you. And you're like, yeah, absolutely, you should. We are reliable, we come obviously with, you can see my Merry Maids logo, come in uniform. We are bonded, insured, and police checked. We've been around for 45 years. This location since 1991, and we customize. That, like we talked about a little bit earlier, sometimes someone wants us just to go clean the main level 1 week and then the next week the upper level. We can put rooms on call, like the basement, or if rooms aren't being used, like why go clean a whole house if it's only one person and you're not using all the rooms all the time? Put it on call, save some money, take that trip, and then if people are coming over, then call us, and we'll clean that room, we're really about, we want to make sure our clients are happy. So we have a lot of flexibility. We have, this day and age, we're all running around, right? Our services, we do have a reminder that we're going to come, we're coming in 2 days. When we're on our way, you get a message that we're on our way, kind of like an Uber app, you know what I mean? So kind of like that. So you can see us when we're done, especially if you're, coming home from a meeting, you're like, oh, instead of calling our office, they can just see that the cleaners are still there or we're done. They can see it. So it's all about, making it easy for the client, and making it, making sure our clients are happy. So we do have a 5-star promise as well. So yeah, all in all, we really value our clients, and we want to make sure that they're happy, and we want to make sure that we're flexible at the end of day.
It's nice to know that the client does have a control over what's happening. And I know for just the fact that you have the app that says, yeah, we're done, like we're out, or just that must put them at ease to say, okay, whoo. But at the same time, they're like, yes, I'm coming home to a clean home with, normal home.
It's come a long way, especially now with, people working from home. So like my husband works from home sometimes and he's like, oh, the cleaners are coming. He gets a message, and then the cleaners are done. So he'll be like, okay, I can come home after his meetings, so he doesn't have to, we don't get calls from the office, or, he just sees everything on his, text messages. So it's nice.
That's wonderful. That makes it so much easier. Yeah, it's really not a hassle. Like, why are we fighting this? Like, let's just get it done. Love it. But before we go about how people can reach you or find out more about the services and this, I do have a one question that I ask all of my guests, and that's what do you want to be when you grow up?
So when I was little, I wanted to be a teacher or a therapist. That didn't happen. So now what I want to be, you know what I want to be? I want to be young again. And the reason why, there is a reason. I want to be young again so I feel like now I appreciate more my life than I did back then. So I wish I can go back and just relive absolutely every single thing I've done, even the bad stuff, but relive it, but appreciate it. And that would be it.
Yeah, knowing what we know now and living when we had the energy to live what we did back in
Exactly.
the day.
Just relive everything and just appreciate it a little more, like a little second more.
Oh, I love that. It's so true. There's so many things, and you go back and you're like, oh man, if I would have known, if I would have known I was in my prime then, I would have, yeah. I love
I
that.
put more wrinkle cream on,
That skincare routine would have started much earlier. I love that. Yes, to stay young, I think it's wonderful. I love it. And so how can people reach you, follow you, or get more information?
They can reach me. So Merry Maids. So we have a website, www.merrymaidsottawa.ca. And then you can call us. The social media, Facebook, Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. We're on TikTok now, so that's fun. So
Nice.
we're reachable on all the platforms, I guess now.
That's wonderful. I'll make sure to add that in the description box so
Thank
everybody can
you.
reach out. And before we go, I'm going to put you on the spot and say, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I want to thank you.
Oh.
I want to thank you
Thank you.
because we met like literally 5 years ago during the pandemic, And it was a blur to me, literally blur. And I got an email from you, and I was like, is this real? Like, is she real? So I emailed back, and I was going through, my dad just died, right? So I was going through that, and it was a really good like experience for me. You know what I mean? And it really, I don't know, it just felt right. You know what I mean? So I just want to thank you. So thank
Well,
you.
thank you.
And I know you've been doing an amazing job, and you're going to continue doing an amazing job, but I'm one of your biggest fans.
Oh, thank you. And I'm one of yours, honestly, and all the
Oh,
work
thanks.
that you do. And thank you for replying because I don't remember. I'm pretty sure I wanted to write in that email. I swear this isn't a scam. I swear.
Right?
So, yeah. It was such a, but it was such a great experience though to be able to
Yeah.
reach out to it. The world completely changed in so little
It
time. But
did.
yeah, I
Yeah.
do. I just, it's amazing how 5 years
I know. We
changes
haven't
so
aged
much.
either, by the way. We
No,
still
of
look the
course not.
same.
We look wonderful. We look
Yes.
great.
Yes,
No,
we
and
do.
I do appreciate it. Thank you for all your support. I mean, you're part of my book, and then you
Thank
agreed to
you.
come on today to help families because that's really what it's all about. So
Yeah.
thank you so
Ah,
much,
thanks.
and I look forward to what's up next. There's so many,
Yes.
who knows what's going to happen next, right? I love
Yes.
it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. And for everybody watching, don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. Don't forget to go check out Merry Maids of Ottawa. And you can follow Stephanie on LinkedIn as well. And until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.